the three other primaries there, one of which is Welsh Median, Melyn Griffith, that will move on to the one of the English medium school sites, and the two English medium schools will merge or amalgamate. Glyndaru and Mycleston on the west side of the city, the governing bodies took a look at federating, and they have agreed that they will go down the road of federation, but that's a long way to go. Now, with federation, it's different to amalgamation. It sounds the same, but it is different. With amalgamation, staff would have to reapply for their jobs, etc. You don't have to do that with federating, but you would have two separate sites, but you would only have one head teacher or principal. But again, you would have a broader based curriculum. Because if you think about it, you've now got the 14 to 19 education programme, and a lot of the emphasis is on vocational education. That doesn't mean to say that the academic's gone out of the window, it certainly hasn't. But for those youngsters who don't have an academic bent, we're giving a far broader range of subjects that they can be taught and have an interest in.
Some more vocation.
Yes, like motor engineering, hairdressing, that sort of thing. Now, if you think about it, if a school has a falling roll and they haven't got the money, they can't sort of equip a hairdressing salon out of a classroom, shall I say. But when you come together between you, you can have a fantastic range of subjects from which pupils can choose.
So how are these changes being funded?
They're funded, if I give you just the one example of the Llanrymney one, the proposal is that both Rymney High School and Llanrymney High School will close, and we will build a new, again, state-of-the-art school on the Rymney Rec, which is adjacent to the Eastern Leisure Centre. Rymney High School land will be sold off to presumably a developer, but there will be more public open space there. There will be a small park or football pitches, whatever, which public can't use now. That is only for use as the school. And Llanrymney High School, that will be, the grounds of that will all be football pitches, etc. So although the public may be losing an area equivalent to just over one football pitch on the Rymney Rec, they will get a greater proportion back, but on different sites.
Right. So just to sum up then, what would you say to parents or maybe environmentalists listening now who want to keep the surplus land green, and the parents who are maybe afraid of change and want to keep the school system the same? Why is this so important that this regeneration and reorganisation goes ahead, and what implications could it have for students of the future?
Well, everyone, it's human nature to be apprehensive of change, so I can understand that. But they will actually be getting, in the example I've quoted out in Rymney, Llanrymney, they will be getting more green open space. Really, I can say that hand on heart, We've looked at the figures. We have to provide schools that are fit for purpose. And some of these schools, I think at the last count there was about a 70 million backlog, not just for those two schools, £70 million backlog of repairs. Because councils are always strapped for cash. And would you believe it costs more sometimes? For example, if we refurbish Rymney High School and, titivated it up to a good, very good standard, that would cost more than a new build. We want what's best for the kids in Cardiff. Yeah. And I know it's hard, and I was involved with a school closure myself many years ago, so I can understand how people feel about it. Resentful, bitter, I understand all of that. But truly, this is for the best.